time for Trade of the Week, and joining me for that conversation is independent analyst Luyiso Mbeta. Thank you, as always, for your time, Luyiso. So even with the push for renewables, coal clearly isn't going away anytime soon, as it remains a cheap and reliable source of power. A lot of people I actually talk to about Thungela, and this is people who are not in the stock already, there's always a sense of regret for not getting into the stock when the share was just 25 Rand on the day of listing last year. I mean, it's had a phenomenal run since then. Take us through it.
So I'm certainly one of those people who is pinching themselves in regret. And I have to say, it's one of those lessons that, you know, something can be subdued for a long time, and then out of nowhere, it just takes off like a rocket. So to put the whole Thungela rise into perspective, let's first take a look at the Newcastle coal futures. Now, going all the way back to 2009, you can see the coal futures prices have been pretty subdued up until late August 2020, and then we started to see an uptick. But even at this time, no one would have really forecasted that coal would take off in the manner that it has. So in late 2020, we did start to see the global energy markets starting to move very aggressively, and this was primarily due to soaring net gas prices in 2021, which boosted coal use for power generation. And interestingly enough, according to Trading Economics, they now estimate that coal will trade at around $412 per metric ton. So based on current prices, they're still forecasting some more upside. So if you look at Thungela when it listed in June 2021, it literally listed at the time where the coal prices were really taking off. So it was really a lucky bet, if I can put it that way, because we had seen that historically the coal prices were very, very subdued. So that being said, when I look at the share price now from an earlier trade perspective, and this is a weekly chart, I am a bit concerned because what I see is a textbook five-wave advance, which peaked just above 260 Rand. And what we seem to be having now is the early stages of another pullback. Though we've seen historically these pullbacks haven't been very deep, though I would like to see a deeper pullback, hopefully towards, say, the 171, 142 Rand region, which would represent the 38.2 to 50% Fibonacci retracement. Now, we know that coal, like any other commodity, can be volatile, so it is possible to see these big swings. So if, like me, you're not already in the stock, I would rather wait patiently and hopefully get a deeper pullback. No guarantees that you're going to get it. Or if you're already in the stock, I think it's worth holding for the medium to long term. So when you look at some basic valuations here, yeah, a bit of a mixed set of valuations. Investing.com have got a 350 price target, and independent analysts have got 250. So some upside, but certainly with the way the energy shift is happening and coal not going anywhere, this is still a stock to keep a lookout for.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Luyiso. I'm also pinching myself for not getting into the stock when I had a chance when it listed last year. Let's move on to Spur, really a company that's seen a strong recovery from the thick of COVID-19. I actually saw quite an interesting headline on an analysis of Spur on the business day. It read, Spur Corporation for investors with a taste for life. I thought that was quite brilliant. So what's your analysis on that stock?
Well, I must say then that I do have a taste for life. So if we look at Spur back in 2015, when it peaked at around 42 Rand, had a very, very strong bear market over 5 years and bottomed just above 12 Rand in late 2020. And this bear market has been characterized by this sequence of lower lows as well as lower highs. Though from 2020 September, we have seen a sort of turnaround, which is characterized by these higher lows as well as a smaller sort of range of higher highs. Though ultimately for this bigger bear trend to have a greater signal that the bear trend has changed, to a bullish one. I would like to see the share price break above 28.80, which is the high of the previous significant lower high. What is also positive from a technical perspective is what I have here in blue is the 50-day moving average, and this purple is the 200-day moving average. And when you have the 50-day moving average crossing above the 200-day moving average, that is known as a golden cross and is also used as a technical indication that the trend has potentially changed from a bearish one to a bullish one. So we don't have that cross yet, but it seems like we are about to get it. And when I throw in some valuations, again, a bit of a mixed set here at 25.45 and 37.80. Though I must say, with the recent interim results indicating a strong recovery in trading performance since COVID impacts, which were compounded by the July 2021 unrest where 9 restaurants were looted, it seems that the fundamental picture is starting to improve, which bodes well for the share price. So I'm very positive on SPEL going forward, and that is the trade for the week.
Well, thank you very much for that technical analysis, Loyiso. That was independent analyst Loyiso Mbeta.